Remove witchcraft blockages in life do not form in vacuum. If bad influence is evident in your lifestyle, it is very possible that you have fallen victim to witchcraft. Whether you turn to healers or Kabbalistic numerologists who claim such action was made, or if it is your own experience, in order to remove witchcraft, it is cardinal to contact a professional and qualified professional. Samuel Zohar Yanai specializes in removing black magic according to Kabbalah and accompanies you to complete relief. Can Kabbalistic numerologists remove witchcraft? Many today turn to numerologists in order to receive assistance with blockages and difficulties. There are several main reasons why this process does not always yield results. 1. Numerologist does not have proper knowledge to remove witchcraft. Such practice requires knowledge in the Kabbalistic codes, and numerology is only a small and limited part of this field. 2. A person who only studied the theory of letters, but is not familiar with the depths of Kabbalah, will not be able to cope with such a task. 3. It is impossible to remove witchcraft without a deep knowledge in the human energetic structure. 4. Today, there are numerous, on-the-fly, Kabbalistic numerology training programs available that can be completed in a few weeks. Such superficial knowledge does not make it possible to understand the deep power of the letters and certainly not to make practical use of them at such a level. To remove witchcraft, therefore, you require an expert in the field. It should be clarified that Samuel Zohar Yanai strongly opposes the casting of harmful spells, and there will be no possibility of mobilizing his forces for these purposes, but only to remove negative energetic effects. Remove witchcraft effectively using my unique powerful service. The entire process to remove witchcraft is backed by knowledge acquired over years in the world of esoterica and Kabbalistic literature. The process requires solitude and a deep communion with the spiritual world, therefore, it is conducted without your presence. To ensure effectiveness, I adapt the entire service to your needs, circumstances, and principles of faith in absolute discretion. Close accompaniment to a complete spell removal. It is impossible to remove witchcraft in just one encounter. Such a promise is doomed to failure. To ensure that a reliable answer is received, I accompany you through a personalized process and repeat the actions every 30 days until the energy blockages are completely eliminated. Removal of all types of negative effects. I do not just remove witchcraft, but curses, the evil eye, and ill wishes. After complete removal, I perform energetic defenses to prevent a repeated attack. Strengthening the body, mind, and support circles. Witchcraft takes a huge toll on the various aspects of our lives. To enable you to recover and get stronger, I recommend the use of vitamins and herbs tailored to your needs and provide business advice and personal coaching. Every field of knowledge in which I am proficient is available to you throughout the process. Renewing the flow of positive energy after I remove witchcraft actions, I reopen the blocked energy channels. Why is it important to remove witchcraft as soon as possible? Only persistence and quick response can guarantee success. With each passing day, the spell intensifies and destroys every healthy spot. To stop this negative force, quickly contact an expert who will fully accompany you. Although I can in no way help you cast a spell on others, I will use all the tools at my disposal to help you restore the forces of good into your life. For more information, an answer to any question, and to schedule a consultation, you can contact us now on the website, on WhatsApp, or by phone. What is a regenerative spell? A regenerative spell is designed to create repeated negative energetic actions. Such a spell will usually be repeated every 30 days and will spread more and more after the initial hit. The continuous action over time strengthens the spell on the one hand and prevents attempts to remove witchcraft on the other. To remove this type of spell, it is important to contact an expert in the field providing a long-term solution. Witchcraft in various Jewish denominations. In the numerous and diverse Jewish communities, and especially in the European diaspora, the Middle East and North Africa, diverse witchcraft traditions developed and became an integral part of the way of life and the principles of belief in such societies. These spells were in most cases intended for protection only, and only in rare cases were used to harm another, since such action is prohibited by the Torah. Witchcraft among Babylonian Jews. White magic customs were commonly practiced in Babylonian Judaism starting from the 6th century AD. These traditions were apparently adopted from the Mandaeans, an ethnic group living in southern Iraq on the banks of the Tigris and Euphrates. Their religion consists of principles of the three monotheistic religions. Even today there is a Mandaean community in that area. Although they do not adopt any prophet from these religions, a number of customs from the different religions have been adopted, such as 5 prayers a day, wearing a talis, and baptism. According to the belief, the Mandaean have powerful mystical powers. They are the ones who developed the swearing and capture bowls. These bowls were prepared by rabbis and Jewish mystics only and placed in basements or next to baby beds, and the Jews from Babylon adopted the customs and used to draw Jewish prayers and illustrations of demons inside the bowls. The use of the 7 bowls stopped in the 11th to 12th century. Also, it is customary to this day to remove witchcraft and evil eye using a ceremony known as Razasiyah, in which a Kabbalah person knowledgeable in the field takes a number of lead balls, usually 7, melts them in a ladle and pours them into a bowl of water that is rotated over the patient's head while saying swears and prayers. The ceremony provides defense against the evil eye and spells that harm relationships, income, and health. This is a magical action for protection only. Another custom that began around the 8th century AD is the amulet stones. Amulets were made from gems blessed by a magician or rabbi and placed on the head of the blessed, often young children with unexplained problems. The prayer was performed once or 3 times. A text written on parchment was added to the stone and written exactly by hand, as a virtue for protection. The stones were put together with the text of the prayer into a sewn cloth bag, and it was forbidden to ever open it. This amulet was placed at the head of the bed under the mattress or on the pillow. It provided self-confidence, improved awareness and coping skills, and summoned angelic assistance against those who cast the spell or the evil eye. Witchcraft in North African Judaism. In all North African communities from Libya to Morocco, except for Egypt, which was influenced by the customs of Iraq and Syria, similar witchcraft traditions were a significant part of the community's life. This trend accelerated after the Muslim conquest in the 7th-8th century. Shur the Shur is common to this day among Jews and Muslims from North Africa. It is a dark and harmful spell that causes blockages or curses on another person, usually on young women. It harms men's virility and is intended to protect women's virginity, in other cases caused barrenness or summoned calamities. The spell was performed using fabrics, wool, and summoning and swearing demons, using impure and dark substances. It is a dark and dangerous mystical ritual that can also lead to death. Pchur. To remove witchcraft such as Shur, such communities used Pchur, a diverse mixture of perfumes of plant origin and resin, and sometimes also delicate metals such as copper or zinc. The rabbi or mage used these materials for secret rituals designed to remove the Shur. In the North African traditions, incense was widely used, which was considered a physically and mentally purifying substance. The incense or maskut, with a grainy texture or in various processing of white-leaved savory, was incensed by burning the material and was used to purify houses, offices, businesses, and people from curses, demons, and various witchcraft that were performed. According to the belief, the incense neutralizes and drives away evil spirits, demons, and negative thoughts of the person himself. This practice later spread to the Jews of Syria, Egypt, and Iraq. Witchcraft among Eastern European Jews. Belief in witchcraft and strategies to remove witchcraft developed among the Jews of Eastern Europe, especially Poland, Romania, and a little in Russia, during the 13th to 14th centuries and reached its peak in the 18th century. The widespread belief was that the witchcraft were actually possessions by evil spirits, Dybbuk, that entered accidentally or on purpose to destroy the human soul. Dealing with the possession was conducted through Kabbalistic prayers or from the Gemara, fasts or contributions to the tzaddik who performed removal processes. Samuel Zohar Yonai invites you to stop the mask of suffering and restore balance to your life. For more details on removing a strong spell, you can leave details on the website, on WhatsApp or contact us by phone now.